Hello and welcome to Trauma 101. I am Dr. Dennis Huffington, the founder and executive director of Care Classroom and the creator of Trauma 101. I hope that you find the information provided to be helpful, impactful, and empowering for you. The brain begins developing in the womb and continues to develop into late adolescence. Childhood is when a brain is ripe and ready for learning. It is why children go to school and soak up all they can from the world. During the developmental stages, trauma impacts the functioning and development of the cerebral structures. The impact of trauma interferes with learning and the development of skills essential to learning, socio-emotional development, and executive functioning. Research has found the effects of childhood trauma are seen well into adulthood and manifest in future negative outcomes. Children who experience trauma often react to the experience with hyperarousal, a term colloquially defined as fight or flight response. When hyperarousal becomes a chronic response and the body's nervous system is continuously responding to stressors, neurobiological changes occur in the brain. These changes have been linked to both poor physical health and disruption to cognitive development and performance. The symptoms of hyperarousal include agitation and difficulty concentrating. Traumatized students may become hypervigilant and view their environment as a perceived threat, making it difficult to focus on learning. Traumatic stress alters the brain and impedes the development of cognitive skills as a result of the physical responses of the body to stress. Stress hormones are released as part of the body's natural response to a traumatic experience. Repeated hormonal responses have a negative effect on the executive functions of the brain. Childhood trauma negatively affects the architecture of the brain during the crucial development stages in childhood. Whether real or perceived trauma, the effect on the brain is the same due to the stress-related response of the child's physiology. Memory is affected by traumatic stress. Neuroscientists have conducted brain scans and imaging that indicate the brain's response to stress and negative emotions or words. Brain scans reveal stress led to overstimulation of the amygdala, the part of the brain with a primary role in filtering information to the part of the brain that processes memory. The amygdala is part of the limbic system and is the integrative center of the brain for emotions, emotional responses, and motivation. When the amygdala is overstimulated, new information is not filtered through to the brain's memory circuits. Studies using neuroimaging found the brains of victims of trauma were smaller in volume, but showed larger volumes of cerebrospinal fluid, which is a risk factor for numerous developmental and cognitive deficiencies. Traumatized students view the classroom setting like any other setting and may act out or withdraw as a result of their hyperarousal or hypervigilance. Students who have experienced trauma may have a fragmented sense of self and may be vulnerable to internalizing challenges or failures in the classroom as threats. Teachers who are unaware of student trauma or unprepared may view the student's behavior as defiant or disobedient. Additional studies found correlation between the symptoms of ADHD and PTSD that may indicate students who are being diagnosed with ADHD could actually be exhibiting symptoms of PTSD. Traumatic stress interferes with the socio-emotional development of a child as the overstimulation of the amygdala from stress impacts emotions and emotional behavior. It inhibits children from effectively managing their feelings and behavior. The hypervigilance caused by trauma creates perceptions of the future based upon fear or anxiety. Without the ability to effectively manage feelings and behavior, victims of trauma may seek revenge or contemplate suicide. Studies using images of the brain and how it responds to experience indicate the brain responds differently to negative and positive experiences. There is evidence the brain does not differentiate between real and perceived experiences. The brain produces the same response to someone witnessing a crime as someone experiencing a crime. The brain will respond to a perceived threat even if no threat was intended. Traumatized students who are hypervigilant will perceive threats frequently and trigger the response, which is ultimately negatively impacting the health of their brain and bodies. The CDCA study indicated a relationship between adverse childhood experiences and health risk factors. Using 7 categories of childhood abuse and household dysfunction, and 10 risk factors that contribute to the leading causes of death in America, the study found a strong relationship between the number of childhood traumatic exposures and the number of health risk factors. The risk and the prevalence of severe obesity, smoking, depression, physical inactivity, and attempted suicide increased as the number of childhood exposures increased. Baldassare and Fitzpatrick found there was a direct link between childhood trauma and alcohol abuse, drug abuse, and educational and employment outcomes in adulthood. In the A study, Felitti et al. Indicated a link between alcohol abuse, drug abuse, overeating, and sexual behaviors might be a coping mechanism or provide a psychological benefit for the participants who had experienced an adverse childhood experience. Felitti et al. Noted the chronic nature of the behaviors, which would indicate the need for coping was chronic as well. Thank you for taking the time to become trauma-informed. You will make a difference. Be sure to check out all the Trauma 101 modules and visit our website at www.careclassroom.org. Join the Care Classroom community on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Care Classroom. Take care.